Well, welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk this week. Pastor Charles here, and we're a little late getting this one out this week, but it's been kind of busy. And so when you try to do one, it seems like something would come up. And so we're doing our best to try to keep up with it where we can, but we are definitely going to get this thing out today, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm excited that you guys have spent just a quick moment to tune in. And being that it's been a busy week here at Providence, there's been so many things going on, and it's just been exciting to see all that God is preparing us to do. And one of the things that has been, I think, super interesting this week is our Wednesday night. And so many of you know that on Wednesday nights, we've been talking about spiritual warfare and just the way that spiritual warfare exists within our society, within our lives, within our church even, and how all that works and looks. And it's been kind of fun diving into that a little bit. But on the same side of that, as I talked to this past Wednesday night, is just as much as we talk about spiritual warfare, we understand that it's going to be a little more prominent in our lives and in our church. And it's definitely been a week where we've experienced that some, with just where it feels like we've just been downcast a little bit. And I know that that means that there are some good things that are going on and some good things that are happening. But at the same time, it's important that in the midst of these moments, we just step back to pray. We step back to ask God to give us just strength and guidance and wisdom. And that's kind of what we've been doing this week, is God just kind of guide us and give us wisdom and discernment and help us understand what is truth and what is necessary for us to spend some time on. If you're like me, sometimes you get in this position where you dwell on things more than you need to, and then it becomes a whole nother like anxiety moment that you just kind of focus in on. And so it's encouraging to know that there are moments where we can step back from all of that and just say, wait a second, like maybe this is something I don't need to dwell on. Maybe this is something that just needs to fix itself. And so there are just those moments like that that exist out there in the world. But this week especially has been one of those weeks where you just have to step back and say, you know, in the midst of everything going on, God is God and He is good. And He's going to continue to work out His purposes and plans for our lives individually, for our corporate lives as a church, as well as in this world around us. And so I just want to encourage you real quick in that moment. Before we get started too much, don't forget a couple reminders. If you check this out before Sunday, we do have our chili cook-off this Sunday, which is exciting. I do plan to win this year. And by that, I mean at least get some recognition. It's one of those things where there's different types of chili in the world, and people's taste buds and palates are a little bit different. And so it's always exciting to see kind of how it works out. But for me, it's mostly just the fun and the enjoyment of getting to fellowship with you and getting to hang out with you. And so that's just going to be happening right after church on Sunday. And we just want to encourage you to be here. If you've signed up for that, to participate in that, thank you so much. And we'll be collecting donations. The youth will be collecting donations as well to go to mission projects. And so want to encourage you, be here for that. It's going to be a really amazing, amazing time. A couple other things that are coming up to let you know about. This Sunday is kind of a normal Sunday for us, minus the chili cook-off. But the next Sunday on the 26th, that is our Baptist Men's Day. And this is an exciting day because this is where our men come together and they lead out every aspect of the service. We fill the choir loft with guys. We sing, we do different things. And it's just fun to get to hear from guys in our church, to get to hear from their hearts and their testimony. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't been to one of these, it's a great time. And it's always good too to see our men step up and take an active role in the leadership of our church. And so just thank you so much for all you guys out there. But also, if you have a chance and you want to come check that out, would love for you to be able to do that. And then also, coming up in April, April 4th and 5th, we have been talking about this. We're trying to get our registration online, hopefully before Sunday. But we are going to have a parent conference in April 4th and 5th. And this conference is going to be a Friday evening and Saturday morning into lunchtime. And it's going to be fairly cheap. It's going to be about $25 a couple, or If you are a single parent, like we'll have some discount available there for you as well. And most of that cost is just to help with food and also childcare. And so we're working on what all that's going to look like. So I want to encourage you, when we get that registration out, don't hesitate, get signed up quickly. We want to make sure that we've got enough room, enough space to handle this. And so we're excited about all that. And we're hoping that when we come around to this fall, we're going to be doing a marriage conference, and that's going to be fun as well. So just be looking for some of those things coming up. And then also, just keep this in the back of your mind. We should be sending out a save the date for VBS here pretty soon. It's going to be a little bit earlier in June than it is normally. And part of that is Pastor Charles's fault, 100%. But we will adjust for this year, this summer, and then next summer we'll be back to kind of a normal schedule, I think, now that I'm smart enough to know how to set my calendar. But just be aware that these things are kind of coming down the pipe, and it's going to be fun to kind of be a part of. So today, I just want to give a quick shout out to Pitt and Allie Hughes. You may not know this, but a lot of times when they go back to Alabama, they like to think of Pastor Charles in the middle of all of that. And they'll go to their fun, unique coffee shops down there in Selma, and they bring me back usually a bag of coffee. And the last time I did a review on it, it was one of the flavored coffees, and it was really kind of a good flavored coffee. Not usually my cup of tea, but in that instance, it was roasted really well. It had a good flavor to it. And so when they went back this time, they talked to the owner, and he was like, oh my gosh, if he's like a coffee snob, which I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm a snob. I made me more of just an overpriced addict on that. But he gave him a different blend to let me try. And it's from Revival Coffee Company down in Selma, Alabama. And this is the Integrity Blend. And it is a wonderful cup of coffee. Let me just say it this way. All the notes that they described on that bag, of just kind of that beautiful kind of fruity kind of zest type tone was there, and it was a beautiful cup. It was smooth, it was good, and so well appreciated. So thank you so much to Pitt and Allie and the kiddos for thinking of me when you guys do that. But coffee can be such an enjoyment, and especially if you've had a rough week and you can grab a hold of a good cup of coffee, it at least takes your mind off of things for a quick second. So I always encourage people, if you've got something like that you can grab onto that helps you kind of not think about the craziness of life for just a quick moment, and you can kind of focus away and focus in on the Lord for a quick second, encourage you. For me, that's coffee. For you, hopefully it's something good too. Something that's good for you and not bad for you, but that's a whole nother podcast, I'm sure. So anyway, with all that in mind, let's take a sip and let's get into it. So one of the things we talked about last week was we had addressed the idea of moving forward as a church and what that looks like. And one of the things I wanted to do was I want to take a quick moment and explain a little bit further our understanding of our purpose as a church. If you remember back this fall, we had talked about the purpose of the church, and that is simply this: to glorify God by building relationships with Jesus, sharing his love by reaching into our church and reaching out to our community. And this was something that kind of brewed through a time of with people and just listening and talking and their desires and their intentions. And the reality is this is really just one piece of where God's moving us forward. It's something for us to get latched onto, to understand. And, you know, if we were to have kind of a rally cry, it's kind of that thing that we want to do. And it's broken up into several segments, some of it being fairly, it seems generic, but then for us, it has different undertones and has different intentions for moving forward. So I want to kind of break this up over a couple of weeks to help us better understand what this purpose statement means and what this purpose statement looks like for us this year as a church. And to begin, the first part of that statement really focuses on, number one, glorifying God. Now, again, every church out there under the name of Jesus Christ should desire within themselves to bring God glory through their church and through their worship. And so it may be, you may think, well, that's kind of counterintuitive to list something that you should already be doing. But the reality is we got to remember that it's easy, I think, to forget sometimes why we do what we do and the reason for which we do it. And that really focuses in on the why. You know, as a church, why do we meet? Why do we gather? Why are we here? What's the point? You know, why do we have a building? Why do we have property? Why do we have a playground? Why do we have buses? Why do we have, you know, all of these programs and things like that? And really, our why rests on making sure that in our life, we are glorifying God. Now, this exists in really two ways. I think that you glorify God individually within your life every single day, and you are glorifying God through your purposes. But then I think that there's also this corporate identity where we glorify God corporately. So if we were to break that down a little bit further, how do we glorify God every day in our life? That can be kind of a loaded question, because I really think that depends on where you are at in your spiritual walk. I've had the privilege this week to speak to multiple people in our church just about the differences between being a spiritual infant and then being spiritually mature, and being in whatever stage you are in your faith journey and your faith walk. That's okay. None of us are expecting anybody to come into a relationship with Christ and then be a superstar all of a sudden. Rather, we understand that this is something that you have to work towards every single day. And anytime that you work towards stuff, it can get messy. When we live in a hyper-fixated culture where we expect everything to be at our doorstep within one day or 2 days, it can get kind of hard, because what happens is we train our brain to expect things quickly. And then when that doesn't happen, we get frustrated. And it's the same thing in our spiritual life. We train ourselves to expect every other thing in our life quickly. But yet when it comes to our spiritual life, we also begin to expect that quickly. And we wonder, well, why am I not at the same stage as this person? And I use this example in one of the people I was talking with this week, just about the relationship between an infant and even like a toddler or a young child. Infants primarily need some sort of milk or formula nourishment to sustain them when they are little babies. And if we treated every infant, you know, after like a week of milk or formula, and we say, all right, listen, you now it's time for you to start eating a steak. Okay. I need you to figure out and start eating a steak. People would think you're crazy, right? That's something that you work up towards, and you don't just immediately take them off of formula and then say, okay, well, now you're going to start eating solid foods. You usually transition them through foods. You kind of do different things. You test different things out with them. Then you transition them into solid foods. And even then, you're still cutting up a lot of that solid food for them and making it smaller pieces. And then after that, you may not even be giving them whole pieces of food, but yet there is a point where they get to maturity and they begin to adjust and do things for themselves. They can begin to take care of themselves. Their palate begins to form, and they begin to really gravitate towards what's important to them, you know? And that's just in relationship to food, but scripture kind of gives us a little bit of that analogy of that, where even in our faith walk, many times we may not recognize where we're at. We may not recognize the infancy of our Christianity, or we may not even recognize the maturity of our Christianity, because we haven't sat down and really kind of focused in on, well, what does that look like? You know, the Apostle Paul even gives us that idea that we're to sit back and to imitate him in all things, is what he told the church to do. When I really think about that and I look at that in my life, there are things where I know now that I have a greater sense of my spiritual walk and my spiritual faith than I did when I was a kid or when I was a teenager or even a college student. There's more experiences that I've gone through in life, and there's more things that I've had to endure and tackle than I did when I didn't have as much responsibility, or I didn't have as many people dependent upon me in my life. And so, with all that to say is, every single day, wherever we are at in our faith journey, we are responsible for giving glory to God in whatever situation he's got us in. And the good news is when we begin to glorify God daily within our life, it helps us develop further in our walk with him and further in our relationship with him. And so individually, we have to find that, you know, if we're sitting back and we're saying, well, man, I would love to do that, Pastor Charles. I'd love to give glory to God, but I feel like I just don't know where to start. Simple place to start is in prayer, in Bible reading, getting involved in the Word. And I talked about it Wednesday night, praying the Word over yourself, opening up scripture and just praying God's Word. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be crazy. It just has to be intentional. And if you intentionally pray the Word of God over your life, you'd be amazed to see what happens. Specifically for our Wednesday night, we've been talking about praying the armor of God, Ephesians 6, praying the armor of God over us to make sure that we can withstand the temptations that come in life and to withstand against the schemes of Satan in our life, that we want to make sure that we've got the right armor on so that we don't allow things to get into our heart. We don't allow things to get into our life. We don't invite things in. And so, as an individual, I think one of the easiest ways to start, if you're ever saying, well, how do I glorify God daily in my life? I think if you have a focused time of intentional prayer and you're intentionally involving yourself in God's Word and maybe even praying that over you, that's the best place to start. I think to try to sit down and say, well, I'm going to do all of these things. I'm going to journal. I'm going to this, I'm going to that. Keep it simple, right? I always call it the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. But for me, I have to do that because I'll overcomplicate it. And I'll say, well, if I'm not journaling, you know, 3 pages of my life and prayer all over the place, or if I'm not this, then I'm not being a very solid Christian. And the reality is sometimes you just got to keep it simple with what you can do and the capacity by which you can do it. So I encourage you on the individual part, that's how we begin to glorify God in that way. And that's what we want to do as a church as well. But as a church corporately, one of the ways that we glorify God corporately as a church is through our communal times together in worship and in scripture reading. This is something that I'm hoping over the course of this year, we can make some adjustments on as well, because I really want to see scripture read over us as a church every single Sunday, and not just from the pulpit, but I want other people to take maybe the passage from that day or different things from that day. And I want to find out, how do we have that read over us, and not just reserve that for adults, but allow kids and teenagers and young adults to also be involved in opening God's Word on a Sunday morning and standing up on that platform and reading God's Word over God's people. And when you think about Ezra and Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the temple and the rebuilding of the walls for the protection of Israel, and you think about all that went on there, one of the things that happened is Ezra stood and he read the law to the people, and they stood the whole time while he was doing that, and they listened, and as that was read over them. And I think it's important for us to corporately come together and glorify God by allowing his Word to be read over us. And so that's something I'm praying about regularly. But I think the other way that we glorify God corporately is that we as families allow ourselves to really be impacted in worship, and we intentionally find ways to say, I want my family to know what it is like to worship God communally. So I don't know. I've even toyed with sitting in a different spot on Sunday morning so I can sit next to my kids and my wife so that I can share with them and show them what it means to worship God. And I really wish that I didn't have to preach every Sunday so I could sit there and work with Olivia and help her and better opening God's Word and what notes, you know, she could take and just how to really impact that. And so, and we're even working on some of that for our parents. Like, we're working on kids bulletins that give kids some sense of responsibility and to help them take something that is theirs and to really just kind of make it their own. And so we're trying to find ways to corporately come together and glorify God and worship him and have scripture read over us together. But then even one of the ways we glorify God is through what we're going to be doing this Sunday, and that's fellowshipping. We're going to fellowship after church, and it's going to be awesome. And we get to talk with each other about our days and talk with each other about what God's been doing and talk with each other about all the things that is going on. And I think those are next steps. We get to begin the process of having a common vernacular in our church where we are regularly speaking about the things of God, and we're allowing the language of Jesus to impact our heart and our lives and our minds. So, you know, when we talk about that idea of glorifying God, it is more than just a statement, but it is an idea that we want to figure out ways that at the core of what we do and who we are intentionally seeking and finding ways to make sure that we are giving God the glory. And I know that that can sound super generic and you can be like, oh, wait a minute, we should all be doing that, right? But let's be real. People are people. People are people individually, and people are people together. And the one thing that we talked about, and I always say Wednesday night, because I encourage you, if you haven't been to Wednesday night, you are missing a lot of good stuff. Like, it would be really cool for you to come, even if you're just a parent. Like, we got a ways that you can leave your kids for our Wednesday night program. We get into aspects of God's word, and we really talk through that and deep through that. And we ask questions, we inquire, we discuss, and we talk. And it's more than just a prayer meeting, but it is diving into God's word in such a way that we want it to impact our life when we leave that place. And now I've lost my train of thought for a second, but that's okay. We're going to get back there. Wednesday night. One of the things we talked about this past Wednesday night was about people being people individually and corporately, is that, you know, when it comes to understanding human beings are bad people. We know this because of sin. Sin being what separates us from God and causing us to live lives of unrighteousness, you have to recognize that there is an element of you that is bad, that on your own efforts and on your own intentions, when you try to do your own thing, we act in a manner that is not good, hence the word bad. Instead, as believers, what we must recognize is there's behavior in our life that should be good behavior, behavior that comes from a relationship with Christ. And so people are still people, even corporately. And there are moments where we still act bad or sinful in those moments. And when we do that, it's important that we go and we seek reconciliation against those we've harmed, that we seek repentance from God, that we request that He come into our life and that He adjust character and He adjust things in our life, because our desire is not to live lives that are bad. Our desire is to live lives that are good. But in the moments where we are in sin and we act in a manner that is not good, that is bad, we recognize that, and we do what is appropriate according to God's word to make sure that we are being the church, and that individuals, we are seeking repentance and we are seeking reconciliation to God and reconciliation to people in that. And so sometimes that's hard for people to understand, especially in church life, that not everybody is going to have the same attitude and the same posture. And it's important that you know that, and that I always remember that. Not everyone is going to have the same attitude and the same posture as you. But like we said Sunday, you must continue to grow in your faith even if the rest of the group is not there yet. You have to continue in your spiritual walk and in growth. You have to push yourself forward every single day, even if the rest of the group is not there yet. Even if your family isn't there yet, your wife isn't there yet, your husband isn't there yet, your kids aren't there yet. We must still push forward. And so I know that this is kind of a heavy topic. It's a lot. And we're going to break down some more of our purpose statement next week. But I do want to really encourage you in this. This weekend and maybe into this week, think about ways, how can I glorify God better in my life? How can I give God the glory? How can I give Him the recognition that He deserves? How can I give Him my life? Not just in word, but in deed and in action and in behavior and in thoughts. It's more than just me spouting out of my mouth that I am a Christian, but it is displayed in my life because of what God has done for me. So Providence family, that's kind of a good kicker, I think, for us to start this week off. How do we glorify God? How do we give Him the recognition that He deserves in our life? And how do we make sure that in everything that we are doing, that we are being responsible to Him and responsible to one another? So we're going to talk some more about this and really kind of the core of that's the purpose of the why. And we're going to talk about the how we get to that why next week in building relationships with Jesus. That's really primary for us. We're not trying to build Providence Baptist Church. We're trying to build relationships with Jesus. And so we're going to spend some time on that next week. But Providence family, I'm excited because this is such a good season. Who knows what God's going to do here? But I do want to encourage you as you are out and about during the week, if you need an outlet to kind of help get people involved in a relationship with Jesus, and the only outlet you know is inviting them to church, do that. And then eventually, hopefully through that process, we can help invite them to Jesus. But just be a church that's out there inviting, be a church that's out there promoting, be a church that's out there making the name of Jesus famous in our community and in our county. And I promise you, if you pray and preach God's word, it will not return void. So Providence family, I hope you're having a great week. I hope you have an awesome weekend. And I look forward to seeing all that Sunday has for us. So Providence family, see you Sunday and have a great weekend.